The Prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam. Messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa.
The Banu Israel, they say, O Musa, you and your Lord go and fight, we will wait here. Because the people in Palestine, they are very, very strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had punished them for this. They remained within these deserts for approximately 40 years.
A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam.
You may have heard of the name Qarun. And Qarun is that individual who helped overthrow the king which brought Fir'aun into power.
The evil of Pharaoh, he did oppose, defeating sorcerers who stood in rows. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. My dear viewers of the channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have reached the top. Yes, we have reached the top of Mount Sinai. We have reached that mountain. Well, we have hope, and this is what we think, and generally it is known to be that mountain. It's possible we are wrong, but most likely this is that mountain where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was granted the Torah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam remained for 40 days and fasted. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw a fraction, a tiny amount of the manifestation of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he fainted. Yes, my dear viewers, we have reached the top. Inshallah, very soon, we shall be giving you a bit of information about the, you know, what is here and what we will see, inshallah. We were speaking about the life of Fir'aun, the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Fir'aun had a dream. And this dream was that he would, you know, fire would burn him, etc. And it meant that there shall be a child who is born, and this child shall overthrow him. My dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah. You know, sadly, time is getting the better of us. It is very soon, it'll be sunset. We must leave from here. But inshallah, I will give you a quick overview of what's around us, and then we shall hear much more about the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on our way back. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam, the evil of Pharaoh, he did oppose, defeating sorcerers who stood in rows. The evil of Pharaoh, he did oppose, defeating sorcerers who stood in rows.
A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Pharaoh has this terrifying, this scary dream. He calls everybody together, the dream interpreters. He calls those individuals who look at the sky and they try to tell the future. And he asks them for the interpretation of the dream, whether they see anything in the skies when they take a look at the cosmos. Do they see any sign of anything? And they say that what this, the interpretation of this dream is that there shall be a boy, a child who will be born from the lineage of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And when that child is born, and when he grows up, he shall be the cause of your destruction, and he shall overthrow you, he shall overpower you. Just what 400 years or so, just what he always feared to be overthrown, now it's hit him in the face, you can see. It's hit him in the face. But the question is, how does Fir'aun react to this? Let's continue and we'll find out.
Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam.
My viewers of Madari channel, alhamdulillah, still making our way upwards 700 steps. I think we've possibly only done about 50 to 100 and we are fatigued. SubhanAllah, we have been traveling since about 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning is when we left. We are possibly more than above 6,000 feet at this particular moment, my dear viewers. I know it doesn't look very high, that's because we're surrounded by mountains, but at the bottom it is very, very tiresome. Nevertheless, we were speaking about the life of Fir'aun and ultimately leading to the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, Fir'aun then seeks advice. He hears, this is the interpretation of your dream. A child shall be born from Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam's lineage, and he shall destroy your kingdom, he shall overpower you. So then he seeks advice. He says to his people, to his counselors, he says, what do you think I should do? Now, some of them said, you've been living for 400 years. Why do you need to worry? You know, sometimes dreams are true, sometimes they're false. Forget it, who can do anything to you? You're such a person who's never even suffered a headache. You've never even suffered any type of illness whatsoever. You've never experienced such. No need to be worried. And they say, if you wish, ask the people who gaze at the stars, the astronomers, if you wish to call them. Ask them, let's see what they have to say. So Fir'aun, he also calls them and he asks them, you know, what do you think? They said the same thing. You do not need to worry. But then he says, okay, but have a look. Have a look and then let me know. Is there anything? Is there a threat to my kingdom? And they say, okay, no problem, but give us 40 days. They say, give us 40 days. It will take some time and then we will inform you. Now, those people who do gaze at the stars and they try to gain a meaning from it, those people who are fortune tellers, in actual fact, they take their information from jinns. So it said that they were walking towards possibly the top of some sort of hills, and there they went to meet the shayateen. They went to meet these jinns, and they asked these shayateen. And these shayateen said to them, okay, we'll find out. Now the shayateen, the jinns, before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the heavens were open, meaning they could freely pass by. When an order is given, whenever something happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first reveals this order to those angels who are holding the arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first, above all, is the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is the Sidratul Muntaha. Below the, or by the side of the Sidratul Muntaha, is Jannah. And below that, my dear viewers, are the seven heavens. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals an order, He first reveals it to those angels who are the closest. And then this comes down to the next heavens. And depending on which heaven it concerns, then from that heaven the order comes down to the world, to the angels in the world. So the order comes from one heaven to another to another. And the shayateen, they were able to go up there. They were able to traverse the skies, to travel very, very far. And they would listen to the conversation of the angels. And when they would listen to the conversation of the angels, they would bring that information down. And this is how fortune tellers do sometimes give some truth. But he said the majority of the times what the jinn would do is, in fact, 99% of the time, they would mix some lies with the truth. In this case, they told the, subhanAllah, those people who would take a look at the stars, the fortune tellers, they came and told them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered for a child to be conceived. That a child shall be conceived, and this child is a boy. It shall be conceived in such and such day of such and such month. So these shayateen, they came down to the world and they told the fortune tellers. These fortune tellers, after 40 days, then come to Fir'aun and they tell Fir'aun. So now Fir'aun, first he was unsure about his dream. Now he's absolutely, or you can say he's quite certain that there shall be somebody who may come and pose a threat to him. How does a Fir'aun deal with this threat? Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, inshallah, you'll have to stick with us and you'll find out how. Sallu alil Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. A great messenger who spoke to Allah. Brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah. Brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have reached the peak, my dear viewers of Madinah, and we have come to the top. And this is the what is known as Kohi Tur, Mount Sinai, my dear viewers of Madinah, where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came up, and inshallah azza jal, in our next few series we shall hear much more about that. But just to give you a quick overview of what we have here, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when his people asked him, you know, they said, we require something to read, we require a scripture, we require a sharia. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he did ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to come up this mountain. It is, you know, it wasn't hard for us, alhamdulillah, we got here quite easily. But imagine their state, how they would come up here, how long it would take them. But if it was what we see in front of us, this behind me is a masjid, and beneath here is what we call the Chillagah, where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would spend time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It said that when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did come up to Mount Sinai, now he came up to Mount Sinai a few times. One was when he returned from Mada'in. When he returned from Mada'in, inshallah we shall hear much more about this. One was when he returned from Mada'in, when he was returning to his people. And another time was when he came to ask for the Tawrat and to ask to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In terms of the Tawrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to fast for 30 days. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fasted for 30 days. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then orders him to worship an extra 10 days. Now, something to put out there, my dear viewers, it's possible this is not the mountain. It's possible we've come to the complete wrong place, that it's another mountain. But generally through the years, this is what is considered to be the Mount Sinai. And over the years, people have been visiting here. And now it has been made easy for the public. They've made steps, as we've also mentioned. But we do hope that this is the place. Why? Because it's also the tree. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was returning, then he came across the tree and there was fire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to him. This tree is currently here, but there's a building over it and it's currently locked at this time, so we are not able to sadly show you it, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Nevertheless, alhamdulillah, we have come to such a blessed place upon which the Tawrat was revealed to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he would come and he would speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's known as Kalimullah. Here is where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would actually speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was here where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to see him. Now, some of the scholars, they ask, what is the reason? And they speak about what was the reason that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see him. You know, which other prophet do we know that said, Ya Allah, I wish to see you? And some of the scholars, they state that because Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because he had that great blessing of being Kalimullah, being able to converse and speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he loved it so much, he enjoyed it so much, this only increased. You know, sometimes you get a taste of something and you think, you know, you've given me a taste, now you want a lot more, my dear viewers. This is generally how it is. If you didn't have none of it, you know, you'd be fine. But when you have a taste, then you wish for more, don't you? And this is the reason the scholars state that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I wish to see you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَرَانِي. And my dear viewers, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's persistent, he asks again and again and again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that, I will cast the manifestation of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall be cast over here. Take a look at that place. If that remains sound, then you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it said that he was ordered to come to a rock, and then there was a huge hurricane. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a manifestation of his nur. Just a fraction, not even so, my dear viewers. And the entire mountain turned to dust. That an entire mountain which was nearby, which he had seen, that entire mountain had turned to dust. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam himself fell unconscious. And it said that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he regained consciousness, then due to the seeing that nur, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was able to see a black ant in the darkest of nights, which was 3 miles away. This is Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam getting a speck of the manifestation of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine our Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, the our Prophet, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the generous and kind, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 3 miles. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam had been able to see the smallest of ants, black ants on the darkest of nights. Imagine the vision granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani channel, inshallah we shall be returning and we shall hear much more on the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. The evil of Pharaoh he did oppose, defeating sorcerers who stood in rows. The evil of Pharaoh he did oppose, defeating sorcerers who stood in rows. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa.
In order to try to kill Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he killed 70,000 baby boys. The mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when she had Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in her womb, there were no signs of pregnancy. This was a gift and a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had embedded love for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam immediately in that woman's heart. And she says, I promise I shall do anything and everything within my power to look after this child. Hazrat Maryam, when she heard all the noise coming from outside, that people are coming towards their house, she throws Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the fireplace.
Prophet Musa alayhi salam. The Prophet of Allah Musa alayhi salam. Alayhi salam.